Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and this is Marilyn Gawaki. Do I say Gawaki right?
Gawaki.
Where is that from?
Well, I'm from Nebraska, so my family had many different origins, but the Gawaki is from Germany, so the W is a V.
Got it.
But also, I'm English and also Swedish, so my parents used to say, just we're mutts. We're a combination of many things.
Gawaki. It's very pretty. Okay, wonderful. Well, we're so fortunate today. As you can see behind us, this is the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. First time ever. It's its 23rd year that they have chosen to come into the modern world and do a live podcast. And they've asked me to do it, and I'm very honored to be here. So you guys know I talk about this on the show all the time. Dare to Dream, been on air for almost 18 years. This is a multi-award winning program and coming to you live from LA, from the LAX Hilton Hotel. And events to come, just to give you an overview, I am opening a 5-week shamanic program coming up starting February 19th. If you folks would like to join, everything's in the show notes, and also very easy. Sign up on my website, debbiedashinger.com, and you will be on the email list for everything that's coming down the pike. I will tell you right now, I am here really with a commitment to humanity and whoever wants to build community and work with me to use my gifts to help heal, to help shift, to help everybody navigate these times. I'm all about it. And then also I'm going to be doing on February 12th, a 90-minute Zoom healing for $33. Can't beat that. It's like 5 cups of coffee these days. So come join us. Again, go to my website. And I'm going to shift over to introducing you to my beautiful, very beautiful guest. I'm speaking today live in person with the phenomenal Marilyn Gawaki, PhD, clinical psychologist and director of the Sanctuary of Evolutionary Vision. Marilyn downloads, transmits, and channels the amazing Zazar, who is an omnidimensional extraterrestrial being. And if you would like to learn more about Marilyn and Zazar, go to the website theshift.rocks. Okay. So Marilyn, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so amazing to have you.
It's so amazing to be here.
I know we knew we were going to do this.
Yes.
It was coming down the pike, but it came down earlier. And I'm so grateful that they offered us this space to do this live in front of a live audience. In a way that we're going to reach a lot of people.
Well, it is so amazing to be here with you because you are what Zazar would call a fully manifesting being on earth who is giving light to so many so that this ascension process, he would call you someone who he takes the energy back to his ship and it gives every being on his ship hope and knowing that the earth is going to make. So I am thrilled that you are the interviewer with me.
I really received that. Thank you. We work so hard for what we do. So we get feedback like that. It's like, yeah, I got another 30 years in me.
Oh, you do.
I want people to know more about you. I know some of your history, but it's really fascinating. Clinical psychologist, you're on one path working with people. And then boom, what happens?
Well, what happens is Zazar came to me 9 years ago. You know, I have to tell you a little cell phone story. I think you know it.
Yeah.
But I was at beginning to get into making contact with extraterrestrials. I really believed, of course, we're not alone. And I knew many people were doing that on Earth. This was 2009. And I sat in the dentist office reading a protocol on how to make contact. Mm-hmm. And this most amazing music came over the loudspeaker system. The tech said to me, what is that? I said, you guys have great music. It rocks. It's this spaceship music. The dentist comes running around to all the offices, says, "It sounds like a spaceship is landing." I kid you not. The tech said, "Look at your phone." I looked at my phone. Now, this was back in the days where they had flip phones. You flipped them open. You couldn't send pictures. You couldn't send music. But there the music was coming out of my phone, being projected on the entire speaker system. And there was a picture of a spaceship with hieroglyphics. I don't know what they said, coming down in columns. I'll just say this. It happened four times.
While you're in the dentist chair.
No, this happened once in the dentist chair, once on Diane's birthday, once two more times in the office where I was being a psychologist.
Oh.
The phone rings. Same picture, same music.
While you're in session?
And during a break.
Oh, thank God. They knew.
They knew. I'm telling you. And Diane shared the office with me, and she was also on break. That never happened. So I took it to Verizon. I said, "Something's crazy with my phone." The guy was interested, thank goodness. He went back. He was gone 20 to 30 minutes. He came back and he said, "Ma'am, the technology is not here to send pictures, music. We took down the exact times you gave us that it came in. There is no way there was anything that came in your phone record. There were no downloads, nothing." He said, "I'll just say this. This was not human made." And from that point forward, I understood that I was being called. Later did I learn it was Azar. To see, and this is what happens to many of us. We get these things that happen to us that are seemingly anomalous, and we kind of dismiss them, and we don't follow them. Well, I followed it, and soon Azar came out, and he started coming through me. Look, it took me a year or two to realize this channeling phenomenon is real. Humans can do this. Beings can come and get our attention. They can come through us. And it took me a year to kind of clear out all my debris about it. Look, I was a psychologist. They started to tell me, "You have to leave there. This is what you're destined to do." And I was very skeptical. I said, "Is this my higher self? Can this really be true? If it's true, it means that there are these beings. There is so much reality that I never understood." And it opened up multidimensional worlds for me, Debbie. And I just realized my faith changed, my beliefs changed. And as my beliefs changed, worlds opened up. I began to channel him with a lot of grace and integrity, and eventually left my practice and just to become a channel, because the information that he brings in is so crucial to this time on earth. It's crucial for everybody out there. It's crucial to stimulate the truth of who we all are and how we can rise up. And there is nobody that I know of quite like Cesar to motivate our process of realizing our beautiful light. So that's a little bit of my story.
Yeah, what a transition that must have been. To really surrender.
Yes. Well, it took a lot of courage. And, you know, my first worry was, oh, my clients are going to see this switch over and think, oh, my God, she's lost it. But that didn't happen at all. Because, and I said to them, "You judge me by who I am as a human, not what I do, but who you feel the truth is I am as a human." And that's how we all should be judged. And if you're all out there doing these kind of crazy realities that you're coming into in terms of your gifts, know this. Tell people to judge you by who you're becoming as a human being. And I've become such a better human being.
Yeah. And it's very interesting, your story, Marilyn, because when you talk about surrendering to this, allowing your clinical practice to, thank you so much, you served me then, and knowing you're moving into a different phase. Now you've been doing this for how long?
9 years.
9 years. And what I think is interesting is, in my estimation, and I want your validity on this, my estimation, you are becoming a little bit of a rock star in the sense that a lot of people are getting to know you right now.
It's true.
More and more. And so that also tells me that we're waking up, we're ready for the message, we're wanting the message and the connection.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is amazing to see hundreds and thousands of people respond to Cesar. Am I happy about that? Yes. But what is most important that it tells me is how ready the entire human race is. More and more people are coming to these expos. They're coming to our retreats. We cannot have enough retreats for all the people who want to come. And although I am so grateful they want to hear Zazar's inspiration to light up their own light, what is really important is the hope for our earth now. And there is no question to me that we are in the midst of ascension. We're not waiting for it. It's happening, Debbie, right now. You're sitting here. That tells me everything.
Absolutely. Wow. And I love that. I love that idea of when our awakening comes, when our gifts come online. And I think a lot of people out there are in resonance wherever you are on your path about, that's a big one, isn't it? But I also, later in life, I had a big something-something that was unexpected. And if it's of any help to anybody, my go-to is curiosity. My go-to is research. And then that always leads me on the path to the surrender, to the experience.
Well, and there, this when you find your true mission, when you are in total alignment with what your soul gifts are, there is nothing more luscious and sublime and peaceful and restful in knowing you are on that mission. So many people are seeking, they know what they're doing right now is not quite in alignment with who they are because it's been so suppressed. But when you find that, as you have found it, there's nothing, Zazar goes, the knowing of the truth of you turns into desire to simply be of service with that knowing of who you are, to be of service to the world and to help other people know. Yeah, it takes courage to be in this new paradigm because we're bringing in a whole new paradigm. A lot of people in the old paradigm still think probably we're a little kooky doing this work, but really the courage it takes, the reward at the end of that road is to know the truth of who you are. And so many people have had that suppressed because you've looked to our culture and our society and our education and our religions to tell you who to be. And now is the time to discover the truth of your light, and you let that light guide you to be a co-creator of this new dawn.
Beautifully said.
Yes.
Are you somewhat merged with Zazar?
Oh my God, yes. You know, I have to tell you something else. When I was little, I now have clear memories of being on a craft with hundreds of other human children. I wouldn't doubt you were there, but I with hundreds of other children, and my father, my biological father, took me to the craft. I remember being in wheat fields, oat fields, and the light came down and we were up on the craft. I met Zazar there, and I think I was preparing there, and I remember distinctly all the things they taught us as children as to how to keep our consciousness, you know, alive, and how to create music and paint and learn to fly with our bodies and all of this on the ship. And at recess, what I called recess, we got to play with some ET children. It was, and the memories are clear, that just as clear as riding my horse when I was little. But my father told me a lot about the UFOs and the real nature of extraterrestrials, and they were real. And I met Zazar on the craft, and I think we did a lot of fusing there. So now he can come through, and a lot of times my eyes are closed, but now they can be open because he's occupying more of my body because of the merging, I think, I practiced when I was little. So we're much more merged than we have been ever before. Sometimes that's hard on my body because his energy is so high, but I'm taking it step by step. But yes, a lot of times we're merged. I often am talking to him in the shower and people over here and say, who's there? And it's us. Or not. It's just us. But yes, he's with me all the time, which is a little unsettling at first, because if I'm having some what he calls the kooky thoughts, he comes in and goes, okay, now we need to diminish those things. So he's always helping me grow.
And us too. Okay. So is it okay with the both of you to allow Zazar to join us?
Well, of course, Debbie, you know, it's so quickly I can come out because I'm right here at the gates. And sometimes, you know, Marilyn has to hold me back. But it's so good to be with you. I love your beautiful soul energy and the light that is beginning to. I can't help but comment. I know we are talking to so many. It's not that I can't see your light too, who is watching, but I'm with this beautiful one with the light shining so bright. And I know it comes through your voice, but I won't go on and on about that because we are here to talk about so much.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to talk about something that Marilyn just said reminded me of something, something I brought up to you previously. And I was told we're going to talk about it in a while, not right now, but I want to talk about it now, which is the wobble. So Marilyn just said, a little confession, you know, sometimes I have these thoughts in my head. Sometimes I have these doubts. I absolutely relate. Massively confident, moving ahead, create, create. And then something comes over, inexplicable, but it can take me down. What is this wobble that I think collectively we are feeling and individually?
It is so important what you are bringing up, because one of the most important things to understand about this ascension from 3D to fifth dimension is the weaving. What I call the weaving, you call the wobbling. It is this weaving of moving up in higher vibrational states. So much, Debbie, has to happen to solidify, stabilize, and have a foundation for this higher vibrational energy. You are changing your body. You are changing your heart frequencies. You are changing your mind. And you are all using and discovering the soul light that is the fuel for doing this. This takes time to stabilize. And so in the meantime, you still have circuitry, neural pathways in the brain, things that affect your emotional state of being, things that affect your body. So all of this is still coming in from the 3D world. It is still coming in to trigger that circuitry. And that circuitry is so much about survival and separation and are you enough? And so think about it. So people are learning these gifts. They are moving into higher vibrations. Some people are having gifts spring up that no one has ever heard again, healing gifts, beautiful gifts. And then they're up against this old world that is impinging upon some, telling them they are not quite right. They are a little kooky, really. And as you get higher and higher, you look back at the world and go, I think the world is what is a little kooky right now. And you know, you have a lot of beings up there agreeing with you. It is a little kooky. But this going up, it takes a lot of stabilization to be in this higher vibration. And that's what ascension is being in this higher vibration. But then one thing can begin to trip you up and you can then get the old circuitry stimulated and it's familiar. And so you go take a look at it and something feels insecure and you want to go take a look and see if you can fix it. As soon as you take a look, you are back down into that denser vibrational energy where most of you have lived a lot of your life. And so that has the hold on you. And then you have the outside world also in that low dense energy. So remember, as you move up, you are going to be wobbling all over. And as you go up in higher vibrations and come back down, Debbie, you are taking those higher vibrations and you are planting them as seeds. Even though you may feel out of sorts, you may feel depressed or feel the suffering of the world, you are bringing seeds of the new dawn back down and planting them in the earth soils of the denser energies. So every time you weave, you are bringing seeds to plant. So next time, perhaps you come to not bare soil, but a few blades of grass or plants moving up. And so it's not so hard. And so I say to people in this weaving, be very careful to be totally aware of the stimulants of the triggers that trigger it because they're very subtle at times. And so you can feel really high in your body. You have a headache and you start, oh, what is this headache? And all of this. And as soon as you get down in those worries and fears, the old paradigm is all about, and people talk about this all the time, fears, anxieties, worries, separation. Do I belong? Am I enough? Will people like me? In the higher vibration, all of that disappears. That's why the ego is so excited to get to the 5D, because everything it wants lies in the 5D. Acceptance, love, totality of wholeness, holiness. All of this is in those higher vibrations. But in the beginning, you all have ascension symptoms. And there are trip wires, Debbie. There are trip wires. So as you move your even your biology into higher levels, there are trip wires in your biology that will trip you back down. Why? Because it's trying to keep you in the status quo, because that is what's familiar. It gets scared if it goes into unknown higher territory. People often have out-of-body experiences. That is frightening to some. People often have gifts appear of being able to bilocate and even teleport. That is frightening. And so you go back to what is familiar, and that creates a wobble. So I say to you, be aware of the vibrations you invite into your life. And especially if you are in that higher vibrational realm, be very alert as to the things that look so familiar to you, even like comfort foods or comfort things. Sometimes people get high, you know, they get so high that the next day they have a hangover from being in these higher vibrations, and they go to old ways to soothe themselves. You must find the new ways to soothe yourself in the higher planes. And there is something else, and I wish I had the card with the picture on it, but there is something called an etheric weaver. And this etheric weaver, and there is not time now, but it is a beautiful weaver in the ethers that you can learn to use. It looks like a harp with a crystal that holds the harp. And you can learn to take this weaver and actually weave in your life so that you can begin to dissolve the debris that causes so much of this. You have more power than you know in being able to take control of your sovereign birthright to birth this magnificent light field that has been so suppressed. But as you begin to birth this, and this will be, Debbie, in 20 years, your scientists will measure this magnificent light field. It is a real quantum play space. And this light field is being birthed on it in so many people. But as it is being birthed, it is crucial to also get rid of much debris that is in your life. And you know, humans are very funny. They want to take it with them. You know, this is what has helped me. I'm taking this suitcase and I'm telling you where you are going. You don't need the suitcase.
That's wonderful. No TSA either, I hope.
No TSA. No pre-select. Everybody is selected.
Hey, no clear. You're all clear.
But the wobble is so important because people mistake that to mean they're not doing well or they haven't become enlightened enough or whatever. It's part of it. And you'll notice the wobble goes like this, where you are going higher and higher, even in each wobble. But you can't tell that at first.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. That is really, really, really helpful. I especially love the idea of, even though it feels funky being in it, like, how did I get here? I was doing great. And poof, that we're still bringing a seed of this place where we have been in this light that we hold that is so much higher to plant into a little bit of density where maybe others are hanging.
And one more thing about that. Remember, when you go down and feel funky, but you find a way to move back up, what you are saying to the old paradigm is humans are now able to fall and move up and fall and move up. They are capable of moving back into the new realities. And that means you create what I call an etheric enzyme for everybody on Earth now. If one human can fall and move back up and fall and move back up, and more, the more and more of you that are gathered together in a unity community that are doing this work, you will feel the impetus from the fuel that's created by this unified field of humans, which you don't have enough yet. But you will begin to feel the unified field of consciousness of these higher evolved states. And as you feel that, the fall will not be so great because you have the fuel picking you up from the unity community of all humans. And this will come more and more and more. You can feel this even at this expo. The being among humans who are doing this work, being among humans who understand the wobble, being among humans who make it back up again, means the field that is growing in the higher vibrational is becoming more and more really felt.
How many more humans do we need to get to that place?
I think there is enough now. I think what is happening now is there are enough humans now that have awakened. What now is happening, as you awaken and as you light up your magnificent light field, you develop what I call the wings of receptor sites. And what this means is you develop to be able to receive more of the diamond light that is coming into the planet. People talk about it, but what it needs to be said is that this magnificent light field opens up these portals that have been closed before. So it doesn't matter that Earth is spaced in a way now that this incredible light is coming into Earth. If the human consciousness is closed, it bounces off. See, now there is enough humans. So what is happening now is they are opening their receptor sites. The light is coming in because you are perfectly in line with the source sun, galactic sun, and solar sun. The light is coming in. And as you become more involved, you open up more receptor sites to have this light become more fuel and fertilizer to totally raise your vibrations more and more into the light. What does that do? That triggers the gifts that you have brought to Earth, the remembrances. Listen, another thing, so much is happening in dream time now. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that is happening because enough have awakened. When enough awaken, many things start to happen. One is there is a block of human dream time that now is big enough to hold so much coming in. One of the things coming in is the fuel for remembrance. So people are having dreams where they are remembering other lives, other incarnations that matter to this incarnation. They are remembering their star families. They are remembering ET contact. They are remembering that they know how to bilocate because they are doing it in a dream. So there is something happening to the dreamscape of the human psyche called dreaming awake, and it is happening. So I would say to you, the number has been reached. The next phase is what happens when that number is reached. It creates a morphogenic consciousness field that then opens the capability of humans to dream awake, to download more fuel, to become a figure eight, what as above, so below. And that's what is happening right now.
Mm. 2025, I understand, is the beginning of massive changes and rapid changes. And possibly the next 2 years could contain as many changes as the last 20 years. Can you talk about specifics? Give us a movie trailer of what we can expect in the next year and years change-wise.
I think more and more people, disclosure, first of all, will be a big change, but not because of what some people say, the crafts are here. They are above the earth. It is just that humans have not developed enough what I call soul sensory modalities to see in what may look like invisible, but really is visible. And they are developing consciousness in order to be able to truly see into invisible realms, which will include the crafts that are around the planet, many ETs, some celestials that are here in what we call the circle of light. More and more people are going to see. More and more people are going to have personal experiences with seeing the truth that we are not alone in the cosmic home. And they are going to go, we are not alone. And that will have a reverberation bigger in the next 2 years than it's ever, ever had. It will be the people who will disclose to themselves through their own experience with the higher realms that this is happening. And once that happens, it's what's going to happen in the next 2 years is the fifth movement. The fifth movement is this wave that's going to go across the earth, and people are going to, more and more people are going to awaken. More and more people are going to have these abilities to see through the universe, to travel through the maps of the universe, to be able to take their consciousness to various places, to bring back new healing modalities. Now, you may not hear this on your news because the news is reporting the collapse of the egg. The egg is cracking around each one of you. It's a good thing because you think reality is inside the egg. It's not. It is cracking so the pieces at your feet can be used for you to sculpt the new reality. You will see many, many, many more people speaking louder about what before they kept silent, their ability to talk to the other side, their ability to be with ETs, their abilities to heal people. They will speak more and more. What you will see in the next 2 years are individuals who gather in groups and groups who understand this and support this and become the new family of the human race. And the news by the end of 2 years, we'll start reporting this because it will be such a grand occurrence and it will be felt and the wave will be created by the awakened ones already. And this wave will be too much to resist and it will awaken people at such a fast rate. And then this whole unified field of the human species will take in, drink in this life that's coming from above. And then the fifth dimension will be at hand, and there will be many communities living in the fifth dimension. And when you taste that, there is no way you can do harm to another human or another life being. There is no way you can harm yourself by more repression of your own gifts. And this will be happening in the next 2 years. People's waking up process will be loud, it will be totally heard, and all of you will be a magnet for people to find who you are and to come and get support and help for this new emergence of the new blueprint. You see, what is happening is the human is having a new blueprint, a blueprint that has been waiting for the ages. And this new blueprint has been given also the blue diamond light from the blue beings that are sending this blue diamond light to fuel this new blueprint that holds absolutely the new sciences. You will hear more about that. You will hear more about new species that are on your planet. So many species have gone extinct. You look now, you will see new species are being discovered because the light is coming back to Earth. And there will be many who will discover every solution that is needed for what ails humans and the earth. It is already happening, but it will happen more in mass. That's what I see in the next 2 years. And by the end of that 2 years, it will be accepted that humans live in a cosmic, living, teeming world. And in 2 years, it will be accepted that ETs can be working more solidly with humans. But most importantly, humans will realize that when they are driven through their heart, when they let the heart intelligence speak to them, they begin co-creating with each other a world that has not yet been seen. And it's so delicious, so beautiful to feel this. It will be joined by the thousands.
I really felt that. That was amazing and beyond hopeful. That's an exciting place to be, an exciting world to choose to live in. I want to ask you, Zazar.
Yes, Debbie.
About the ocean, I understand that in the ocean, it is deeper than we can conceive, that there are beings living there we have no idea of, experiments going on. However, I would love to know what is going on, who's there. Can you give us some data on what exactly is existing in our beautiful oceans?
Well, I'll tell you this. There are new species being discovered. Some of them you might want to ask where they are coming from. Because there are great ET cities under the oceans, and they are here to study One of the greatest ET cities is here to study post-ascension on Earth. They are here to study how that stabilization will look and where it will go. They are here to study the Earth itself and the oceans. They also, there are many water beings from other planets who are swimming in the oceans and are working with the dolphins and the whales. And they have direct, they're the creatures of the oceans, the beautiful beings of the oceans. The whales and the dolphins already have a consciousness corridor to the water beings of other planets. They have called them in. They have called them in, and they are swimming with them in the oceans, correcting things for the time to be. Some things need to be left for the humans to correct, because it has to be the humans who have to eventually realize they are not children anymore, but they have the powers to co-create a new way to help the oceans and the land and all life on this planet. However, there are water beings doing all kinds of things with the dolphins and the whales, preparing the way for how other ETs will live on the land. They are the first to be together in the oceans, the water beings and the whale. They're beautiful beings. And way deep in the oceans, there are new species that will soon rise up. Some of them come from these ET cities that live under the ocean. And they, let me say this, they are the grandest city planners you can ever imagine. Deep in the earth, they have architectural plans for post ascension. Architect, you cannot believe what they are designing to help humans stabilize this new process. And so many of them are working in the future. That's why sometimes you could see them in the oceans, and sometimes you can't, because they have an ability to travel to the future and come back. It is wild what happens in the oceans. I have to tell you this. One night we were doing a meditation. I do a meditation for people on Wednesday nights. It was on Zoom, and it was bringing in the water beings. One of the members was taping it. What happened is, in the tape, there were 5 hours instead of the hour. 5 hours that were on the tape of sounds of water beings from the oceans. She took the tape to professionals to say, what is this? They said, we can't explain it. It wasn't slow motion. It wasn't anything. This is real taped time. At the end of those 5 hours, then you hear my voice again, ending the meditation. Mm-hmm. This is how, if you open up, the beings that are helping under the oceans are trying to communicate, to open up, to see how the consciousness expansion is going. Do you believe this? Here we are, 5 hours. You try to meditate with us, we'll come and we'll sound for you. What are you going to do with the sound? Are you going to listen? To feel the telepathic communications, or you're going to go, well, that was fun. Let's move on. This is what humans tend to do. Anomalous things happen, and it's like, yes, we saw that craft last night. Next, what are we having for breakfast? It's like crazy, and all these signs are coming in. But I say, if you are near oceans, to go to the oceans and swim in the oceans and feel the new frequencies of the oceans. Yes, there is debris in the ocean, but there also are new vibrations that are coming in the water. Water is the perfect element to bring the new vibrations. And that's why there are so many under the seas.
Yes, I had a reading with you and you told me, get in the water. You have 24 hours, get in the water. And you know, a beach presented the next day and I got in the water. And it was a beautiful way to integrate this very profound experience I had with you.
So I'm going to tell you, Debbie, your voice holds the signatures of water. Water is 70% of what humans are made of. So much communication can come through the waters of the planet. Your voice is in alignment and resonance with these high water frequencies that are now in your waterways.
So perfect. I am a Cancerian, so I am a water sign. Thank you for that. It's really lovely. We're talking about the oceans, and I also am curious, are there portals in the ocean from which these divine beings you're talking about come and go?
Absolutely.
And what kind of species are we talking about? Are we aware of these species, or are these new ones we have not yet, mostly in these events, heard
some,
about?
You are, some of your scientists are discovering these species, and they feel like they're going to depths where these species always existed, but they just couldn't have the devices to see them. The truth is, some of them are brand new species, period. No, you don't know of these species. They are very peculiar looking. They are also in your deep waters, changing the waters for the betterment of your planet. Look, enough of you have awakened. If enough of a sentient species awakens during the ascension process, whatever it is, 3 to 5, 5 to 6, doesn't matter, then that opens a portal for us, for many of us, to be able to come in, because free will is so important. So it takes enough of you have awakened, but enough of you have, you've created a portal, little do you know, that says yes for this new kind of vibrational help that lives in the ocean. What a better place. And that can change the, help move the earth into a place that can help stabilize these changes in the human being.
How deep is the ocean? Really?
Oh boy. It is deep. It is deeper than anybody knows. It is connected in ways through huge waterways that look, well, you would think could not be connected because you think it is solid. But there are waterways connecting all the waterways of the world. There are waterways going through Earth, connecting, which enables travel from, you might say, your Atlantic to the Pacific. There are waterways under way, way, way deep. And so, yes, there is the core. But the core, you know, your scientists even say, is fluid. What is it fluid of? Well, there is light water there. There is flame water there. And so you will be finding out so many things about your Earth in the future. That is another thing. Science will make so many, you will find so much out about the stars in the future. You will find so much out about some of the galaxies that are near your galaxy. There's going to be such an opening in what you know about the universe, both within the Earth and outside of the Earth. You look at your science that is coming. You look at the technology that is coming. And by the way, this artificial intelligence that everyone is talking about, I just have one thing to say about it. If as much human hours went into heart intelligence as you are putting into artificial intelligence, you would already be ascended.
Oh, what a quote. Thank you for that.
That's a quote. You can write it down.
I will. Say so. Mic drop. Really, because I teach shamanically about this coming from the heart, to try to express to people who come hear me speak. It is so important. This head has served us for geography and math, maybe real estate, but really, where we've always been meant to live is the heart. And the heart is where we will heal the planet. We will heal humanity. We will heal ourselves until we can make that long walk from the head to the heart. That is the choice.
That is the choice. And by now, if you weren't so stuck in survival mode in the brain, you would have your frontal cortex more activated. And guess what happens when it gets more activated? It forms an invisible corridor to the heart. And the heart is what begins to lead the whole brain complex. This is what is going to happen. After all, the heart in the womb is what actually made the brain. It was the heart that was first, and then it began to create the brain. Now it is time to get out of this torn, traumatic brain and begin to move back into the heart. You said it is so important. The human heart has such intelligence to it. It's just been covered over. And by the way, when you say how deep is the water on earth, you might ask yourself, how deep is the heart and how deep is the soul? And the true answer to that is infinite.
Infinite, so they mirror one another.
Absolutely.
And I have a mystery for you, Cesar.
Of course you do.
You were talking about these gifts and these things happening and these really interesting experiences. I have had something that has embedded itself in my calendar, and it pops up maybe once a week or every other week, and it takes up a space as though it's a meeting, and it says, "The ancient ones sing songs to the collective." I do not know where it came from, but it literally continues to present on different days. What does the ancient ones sing songs to the collective mean?
Well, I can tell you one thing it means. And when things pop up from the synchronistic web, and this is very amazing because it tells me something about you. Something that pops up over and over from the synchronistic web, boy, they are getting your attention, first of all. And secondly, it means something about you that you have to recognize. Is your magnificent light is attracting these abundant things coming in from the synchronistic web. So ancient voices
Ancient ones
sing to the collective.
sing songs to the collective.
When this comes up, does it come up like a Monday at 2 o'clock? Is that specific?
We could actually look. Is that important?
Well, if it comes up on a specific day and even a specific time, oh boy, at that time, whatever you are doing, you as a shaman have the ability to sing and let the ancient ones come through your voice and let your voice be what sings to the collective meaning the human species and all alive beings on earth at this time, in this moment of now. So when this comes so specific, when a message comes so specific to a specific person, and it has to you, it means you are the one to sing the songs, to channel the ancient ones through your voice, Debbie. And as you do that, I don't care if you're alone, I don't care if you're in a park, wherever you are, I don't care if you're in your car, 2 o'clock next Tuesday. If it comes up, you begin to sing. And you will discover that you have a corridor to the ancient ones. And you know this because you are a shaman. And you open that corridor and you let the ancient ones' vibrations bring it through the singing voice of Debbie, who is here now as the human who begins to let that voice move out into the collective consciousness of the human species. It also means your voice has a direct corridor to the human species consciousness grid that's growing every single day around the earth. And so, as you sing, you are meant to bring the fuel of the ancient ones' wisdom through the singing songs, whatever you choose. The songs don't matter as much as you allowing the ancient ones to speak through your voice in vibration to the collective consciousness of humans on the planet. You follow me?
I do. I will.
See, listen to your voice. I am telling you, this is a gift that you have been given, that you are a singing seer. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
I'm glad.
Aho, thank you. Just one hug, Cesar. We may have a big group hug.
Oh, you realize that though. I want you to really get that. I'm going to open my eyes here. So, when you channel the ancient ones, the wisdom through your singing songs. It is apparently extremely crucial to enliven the collective consciousness of Earth. Take it very seriously, but have fun.
Received. Thank you. Really.
I feel that reception.
I want to ask you, beloved, about our DNA, which is so fascinating. And
yes.
I'm well aware of how deep we are as a species. There is really not much that's Homo sapien. Here we are moving into Homo luminous. And we have these thousands of extraterrestrial, non-terrestrial species genetics inside of us. Is it going to become active in new ways? Are dormant things coming online? What can we expect?
So you have what I call the star codes. The star codes are a little different than those things that come in as soul sensory modalities, the gifts. Those are the magical gifts that are becoming manifest on Earth. But you also have these star codes. Think of it this way. These are in little magical pods that come in with you in soul. And these begin to open up. One of the pods holds the genome DNA of many lives you have lived in that particular species. Oftentimes, you have lived in a particular culture or civilization several lifetimes, more than you have been human. That is true of all humans. And you have lived this. You carry with you the DNA from some of those lives. And so when this opens, you also have what your scientists have called junk DNA. When this opens, it's able to intertwine in energetically with a strand of your DNA to enliven it, to bring it to being, so that the particular gifts that you have from your star families, from other lives in particular species, will come alive in humans. So it won't be that the ETs have to come down and do all of this, because you will be enlivened by the two truths. One, you are from the stars. So of course you have these codes in you that will be, some pods contain the star map by which you will be able to travel in consciousness to some of these places where you have lived, where your star families lived. And that will also help turn on the remembrance, and the remembrance will turn on your DNA. Many of you are, you can have as many DNA strands as you want. It's just, people talk 12 strands, 36 strands, forget the number. What you want to pay attention to is begin to activate them. And so you do have star codes. First, you have to believe you are from the stars. Second, you have to believe you've had many incarnations as perhaps Arcturian or Pleiadian or species you haven't even heard of yet. And so these star codes are all there. They are waking up in your dream time. You may dream of different species, but these are opening up. With them come the gifts from these star lives you have lived, gifts of healing that you have never heard of, gifts of knowing how to turn aromas into paint, gifts to know how to have music turn into colorful paintings. I mean, you can't believe. And the music turns into paint, turns into aromas that heal things you don't even realize you need to heal. These are the star codes coming in and will begin to turn on, yes, the star-coded DNA.
Thank you. We have 2 minutes before we bring back Marilyn. I want to learn a little more about you in that brief time. Are you married? Do you have children? What is it like where you live?
Well, let me tell you this. I chose my particular genome, part Arcturian, part Elf ET, and a little bit Pleiadian. But The Elfinities are fantastic. You have I wish humans knew more about the Elfinities. I spend a lot of time on that planet when I'm embodied. When I don't have to be embodied, I'm not, because bodies are a little bit heavy. But I chose this genome because of the gifts that come with each of those Arcturian Pleiadian and Elfinity. They are the magicians. So yes, I have, you might call, a life partner who is located many times not where I am, but energetically we know how to be in merging all the time, should we want to be. It is a whole different thing in the higher realms when you have love. And love lasts through eternity. You are finding this out by finding loved ones in this life who you felt you have been with before in other lives. This is the beginning of these long strains of infinite love. So I have found my infinite love, and she is quite amazing. And even though she is female, I am male, it doesn't matter in the higher realms to what genders you are. Gender is more irrelevant as you get higher. What's relevant is the vibration in which you are bringing to your mission to help the entire world, universe, ascend higher. And yes, there are children as well.
Little Caesars?
Little Caesars.
Oh, well, they're welcome here.
Oh.
Well, thank you for this beautiful time with you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and the insights, and honestly, especially the energy that you transmit, which feels like a constant activation, transmission, relaxation, connection, just a container of yumminess.
Well, I have to say that is music to my ears, because the words are one thing, but I only use the words to surround the words with the vibrations that I am here to bring the earth, and that you feel that is beautiful.
We're grateful for you, Cesar. And when Marilyn is ready, respectfully, we bring her back. And if folks were curious why I was asking questions out here, it's because I became cognizant. We usually have microphones, and then I suddenly realized, oh, the microphones and the camera would be very good if I faced you when I asked a question so the audience can hear. How do you feel?
Good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was gorgeous.
And so are you.
Oh.
No, the figure eight is so beautiful, because the figure eight that Debbie and I had, and Cesar and Debbie had, that figure eight back and forth, and the reason he wanted to talk to her at times, this figure eight of loving each other is probably more one of the most important things we can offer each other on this earth. And that figure eight horizontally creates our energy to move up vertically. And then we can have a figure eight with all that is above to bring below. And then it's all the same.
Thank you. That is such a great giving of example of an illustration in real time of what coming from the heart looks like and what we can do with each other. You can be in an elevator and see somebody magnificent for a million reasons. And rather than holding that knowing inside, say something, just be with somebody in a moment.
You know, and I have to say, if there's time, one of the biggest things Cesar has taught me, we look at each other in how we're separate, and we judge each other, and we see if they're better or worse. What Cesar has taught me is to be able to be so keen in not seeing the negative, but in seeing the absolute magnificence in the people that I encounter. I don't know what took us so long, because it's a much more incredible world to live in, to see the truth of who we really are. But we're so trained to see each other as competition and comparison, and that's over for me. And it's probably one of the best things I've learned from Cesar, is to see how he sees. And how he sees is, I can look into your eyes and see exactly what he sees, but it's my seeing. And my seeing sees that human part of you And when you see that in me and we see that in each other, and I felt that from the very beginning with you, don't think that doesn't go out to this room. And don't think that isn't contagious.
Beautiful. And it's recorded too. So I want people to know, my dear, what is next? Because you have so many offerings. I think you're working with Stargate. You mentioned you do these Wednesdays. And, you know, if we forget anything, we've got Jen and Diane who will call out. But let's tell people how they can find you.
They can find us at www.theshift.rocks. Not .com, .rocks, because the shift rocks. So look us up on that. We have a masterclass coming up March 2nd. We have a Wednesday night with Zazar where you can come on through Zoom and ask him anything. It's a question and answer, conversations with Zazar. I have to say, that's one of my most favorite things, because how he dances with every one of you in your question is extraordinary. I'm trying to learn to dance like he does with people. It's really something. And February 26th, that's coming up. And then we have Sacramento at the end of this week. Valentine's weekend, we'll be up in Sacramento doing three different events. We'll be back in Mount Shasta at the end of April, doing a Mount Shasta weekend, and then doing a San Rafael weekend the week after. Oh, the 25th and 26th in Mount Shasta. The weekend after in San Rafael, right?
And Sacramento.
And Sacramento. I can't keep up. Look at the website.
Sign up.
This isn't my duty. So then we have a wonderful summer retreat in June that's just kick ass. And then we will be going to Costa Rica with Stargate in August. We will be having a retreat in North Carolina at a retreat center. I believe we're going to. September 28th with Stargate, and we're going to do amazing things there. It's in the most incredible retreat center I've ever seen. And then we're going to Brazil in November. And in the meantime, we'll do Wednesday nights, and we will do, Stargate invited us to Brazil to their global happening, which there could be 1,000 people there. So we're very excited about that. In the meantime, we have master classes that are amazing. And we have Wednesday nights. So we would say to you, join us when you can. It will change your life.
It will change your life. And this is all about frequent flyer miles, clearly. You are going everywhere every month. But also, of course, we're flying frequently in a whole different frequency. So this is
good.
This is beautiful. There's so many ways. I'm on the newsletter. You folks might want to consider that, theshift.rocks. Very simple. Get on the newsletter so these things come to you, and then you can sign up in real time. I love you so much. I am so grateful for this time with you, and you know you are welcome to come back anytime.
Well, I just want to say to you, it is grand to sit next to one of the ones that is rattling and shaking this earth. So thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Yeah. The master, Marilyn Gavocki. Did I say
Gavocki?
Right? Gavocki. I'm going to make a song about it, and then it will be all done.
No, what's the song? Instead of a G, it's an H. If I had a key, I'd say Havocki.
Havocki.
With Gavocki. A G. There you go.
Very good. And with my last name, when people are like, duh, I say, think of the Christmas song, Dashinger the Snow.
Dashinger. I know at first I spelled it with an S-H, but it's C-H.
It's C-H.
Yeah.
Yes. Family is originally from Austria. Well, folks, I end today's show with this quote, which is, everything passes, nothing remains. Understand this, loosen your grip, and find serenity. I'm very grateful that you all joined today on Dare to Dream. And in the next couple of weeks, definitely subscribe if you don't already. Here's who's coming on the show. Tim Tactical will be back for a third time to deep dive into UFO ET information. The icon, George Noory. Finally, I've been wanting to book a show with this gentleman. He will be with me, Bob Frizzell, and the beautiful channel, Tyler Ellison. Thank you for joining us today on the show. It has been an honor and a pleasure. And remember, join hearts with somebody, even if it's your animal to start with, but do start the process because, as you could hopefully feel, it changes, changes, changes. We are the ripple. We are the pebble.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.